Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. I'm Dr. Pat. I just love my life. I love it. I was saying that to my very special guest, Sonia Choquette, a little bit earlier, a few seconds ago, actually. And it's really interesting, you know, why all of a sudden I'm feeling that way. And maybe she can give me some guidance about that. But I think part of it has to do with what she writes in her book, The Power of Your Spirit, A Joyful Guide to Daily Living. Bestselling author Sonia Choquette joining us here today. Benny, I got to say hi to you.
Howdy.
You know, in the new studio here, well, it's not the new one. It's a temporary one.
Yep.
We're always so busy because everything's so new. It's a new setup, you know.
I'm nervous. You're nervous.
I'm trying to get the thing to work, and we just don't say hi to each other.
Yeah, it'll all come.
You think it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, it'll gel a little
okay.
bit
Okay, I just want to take a moment to say hi, Benny.
Sorry, I literally am just nervous because I have so many more buttons to, like, figure out.
Actually, that board in front of you scares me. I'm glad it blocks my view.
I've turned off a lot of this stuff, so
it's like a giant, I don't even know, a giant, what do they call that board? Is it a mixing board?
This would be a Wheatstone.
A Wheatstone.
To give out product placement.
Yeah, product placement. A Wheatstone.
I'm trying to see what the model number is.
It
doesn't even have it on there. But
it looks like a dashboard from Star Trek.
Evolution 6. So if anybody's wanting to go look at what I work with every day, it's the Wheatstone Evolution 6, the E-Series.
Oh, Evolution 6. Oh, my God. Sonia and I are going to have such a blast with that.
It's big time.
And Valerie, you know, she pops in now and then, but she's in a totally different studio. So I want to give a shout out to Valerie because she's going to be busy. We're giving away 5 copies of Sonia's book. Plus, we're going to be taking your calls. Plus, we're going to be doing instant feedback and much more. For those of you that don't know Sonia Choquette, let me just say she has been an incredible and a very important person to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, she has joined us time after time after time. And for me, it's been so supportive of the show and for me personally. Beyond being this world-renowned author, this storyteller, and honestly, if you've never gone to any of her seminars or workshops, make sure you sign up. But beyond all of that, she has a very, very powerful message. That message has been gifted to all of us through the work that she does, through her books, through her website, sites, through Hay House, our friends at Hay House Radio and Hay House Publishing. They have always connected us in the most incredible way. But she is also a hoot. We have a great time together when we're on radio. And so someday, maybe we'll do a show, Can You Be Spiritual and Have Fun Too? But today, we're talking with her. We're going to be taking your calls. I believe we're going to be doing some readings. We're going to find out all about that in a few moments. Sonia, it is so great to have you on the show. And I got to tell you, your book showed up just in time for me. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, and hallelujah. I am so happy to hear that. These are really transformational times, and the book is just to really guide people through the process so that they know all is well.
You know, it is. How have you always been able to point to all is well? Because I said to you before the show, you asked me how I was, and I said I love my life. And, you know, it's taken me a while to get there. Not that everything is all peachy creamy, right?
Well, I think the shift in you that I'm really supporting you and writing about is that you've actually centered and shifted into living from the spirit as opposed to the ego. Nothing is ever okay when you're in the ego. Nothing. When we live in our limited perceptions of seeing our lives exclusively as a product of our ego's perceptions, It's one endless drama. And it will never not be, because that is the nature of the ego. It's fearful, it's competitive, defended, isolating, insecure, angry. And when you make that, nothing will ever stop that. But you can pop out of it. And when you start to recognize, and this is what is actually happening in around the world, is there's this huge incentive, drive to evolution. It has to start reawakening to that we have an ego, but we are not our ego. We are spirit. We are divine beings that are witnesses to our creative lives. And when we begin to live from spirit, there's no fear. You know that it's a creation, and yes, things come and go, but you can as spirit create, respond, shape, learn, and thrive.
Mm.
And that's the shift that's occurred in you that I feel and live, and that we are collectively working to have other people experience. Like, come on board. It's nice from this vantage point, and it really gives you the power to deal with your life as a creative being.
I had a very interesting conversation about this. Well, it had to be 2 days ago with a very dear friend of mine. And, you know, and this really brings us to the conversation of spirit. You know, the book, of course, and for those of you that are just tuning in, Sonia Choquette joining me here today, the book, I've got hot in my hands. We're going to give 5 copies away. We're actually going to take your calls. We're going to do readings. We're going to just do a whole lot. Sonia is just amazing. The book is called The Power of Your Spirit. You know, 2 key words, power and spirit. And I wanted to ask you what you see as the greatest challenge we face beyond the ego doing its thing. What do you see as the greatest challenges we face as a collective, as a consciousness?
There is no beyond the ego doing its thing, because as long as our ego is doing its thing collectively, we're going to blow ourselves up.
Uh-oh. I have felt like that now not too long ago here.
We are going to, because the nature of the ego is seek and destroy anything that is not me. So our collective challenge, and one that I believe we are embracing, and what the book speaks to, is that when we work in ego, whether it's personal, in my own life, my home, my family, my job, it's me against you. And that in the physical body is called cancer.
Mm, that's right. It is, isn't it?
And when we shift to spirit, there's no them. There's just us. And that is when we begin to recognize our need and collaboration for one another, our need to work together, our need to begin to work more harmoniously with our planet, with our resources. And it is truly the only way that we are going to start making choices and decisions that are not self-destructive.
Mm.
So that is the challenge. But the good news is, in spite of our news, we are succeeding one at a time.
Mm.
And it's because of shows like this, conversations at the grassroots level. People are waking up. They are feeling it. We can no longer live in the ego and deny our spirit. We can no longer deny the problems that the ego has created, and our spirit is waking us up to say, I bring the solution. And I, for one, am very excited that the problems we face, we are embracing, and we are embracing them. Like Einstein said, you can't fix the problem
right
from the same place you created it. And we, as we shift to spirit, are fixing our problems from a new perspective, which is we have to stop perceiving the people on this planet as enemy, and our planet itself as my own personal garbage disposal.
Yeah, and isn't there another question, too? And this gets to how people talk about spirit, Sonia. I mean, the idea of spirit being available to everyone is really kind of new for some folks.
It is, and yet it's not.
Right.
Because when you say to someone, the human spirit is great, I have traveled around this world twice in the last 18 months. I have been in over 15 countries, speaking English, non-English. Everyone gets it. we understand we're spirit. When we say, how's your spirit, the human spirit, and we believe it's something we get, but it's actually who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And when we begin to remember that, to remember means take that peace back and live from that peace. And we begin to recognize that the transformation that we are speaking about in the great transformational times is exactly what I'm talking about. Moving from the identity of ego, which is limiting and false, it reflects our experiences, but not who we are. And we move into the identity of spirit, which is clear. We become empowered. And it is a process. Not just, oh, that's a new idea and I get it. It's a process. And that's what the book, The Power of Your Spirit, is about. Walking you through that process and helping people who are in the process of that transformation to reflect on where they are and give them some direction about how this is all going to unfold so that they can relax.
There's something in the book that I read, excuse me if I just paraphrase. You refer to Humpty Dumpty. I love this. I love this page in the book. Yeah, but you know, this is a really, really profound statement. You said, like Humpty Dumpty, once you enter the awakening phase, right? I believe that's what you talk about, of spiritual transformation. The world, as you know, it shatters. I want to talk about that when we come back from break.
Okay.
You say never to be reassembled again. Every one of us knows Humpty Dumpty, right?
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. Never able to put himself back together again. But what is the beauty of spiritual transformation? What does that shattering really do? Sonia Choquette has lots to say in her book, The Power of Your Spirit. We're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be giving away 5 copies. We've got so much to talk about. This is my very special guest and my friend, Sonia. We'll be right back.
Support for the Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Our work is to help our students become aware of who they actually are. Whether you are just exploring the idea of teaching yoga, or a seasoned teacher who needs to keep up your skills, or someone who wants to deepen your practice, our programs are created with you in mind and are approved by Yoga Alliance and licensed by the state of Washington. We offer 3 levels of training so you can progress at the pace that respects your lifestyle and resources. For more information, go to yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens, de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, if you've missed any part of this today, you can give us a call. Well, wait, I'm jumping ahead. You can visit us at thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. We are now taking your calls if you would like to connect directly with Sonia. We have a toll-free number, but we also have instant feedback and a lot of different fronts. So let us, I'm going to give you my instant feedback. Benny will give you our affiliate CBS's. For calling into the show, 1-800-930-2819. That is our toll-free number. If you want to send your comment question in to Sonia through instant feedback, you can go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Just fill out the instant feedback form. If you're listening through a CBS affiliate, Mr. Benny?
CBS Radio, that would be newskyradio.com or psychiconair.com.
All right, so we have got you covered for the show. Sonia, so great to have you here. Right out of the book, right at the beginning, I thought you were talking about me. Humpty Dumpty.
Well, that's what it feels like when your paradigm shatters. When your worldview and all attachments that are connected to that worldview fall apart. And that's what's happening. For some, it's our relationships. For some, it's the support system we have. For some, it's our jobs. For some, it's our health. For some, it's our family dynamics. But right now, people are experiencing these, if some, it's earth changes. We can no longer rule that out in our own backyard. And we're recognizing that with these sort of loss of the way it was or the way I thought it should be, comes this liberation of ability to create it the way I really authentically want it to be. And that's the transformation process that we are all undergoing, from ego, which is reactive and staying stuck in what we were given, to spirit, which is co-creator, really believing and learning how to use our power to make the world we live in mirror us the way we want to, as you have done in your own life. You are my poster child.
Yeah,
so
I am.
I'm talking about, this is not just chewing gum for our metaphysical addictions. This is the reality that we are learning to embrace.
Well, and you know, this is what I love. And you and I have been on air. I think, Sonia, you were one of the first guests years ago when we launched the show.
I think you're right, and it was so exciting for me to be part of such an authentic and empowering conversation from the beginning.
I appreciate that, and I've learned so much from you and so much from your work. And I got to tell you, this book really nails it. I wanted to talk before we start getting the Benny's collecting all the phone calls and people calling in to the show. I want to ask you about practice, because it's one of the things that you talk about in the book. And honestly, you explained this so well, and why this is so important.
Well, the truth is, transforming is useless as an idea until we actually begin to live differently in daily life, and with enough consistency that it becomes natural. And one of the ways that I talk about transformation being a process that we go through four phases. Awakening, which may be where your listeners are now. I'm just becoming aware that there's more. Discovery, which is, okay, there's more. Tell me about it. And that's like a brand new love affair. Like when you're dating someone, you just can't get enough of, let me learn all about you. And then there's surrender, which I attribute to learning how to drive a stick shift. And that's where the practice comes in. Initially, you can't just get in a car and with an automatic transmission and take off. It takes practice. You got to get a feel for it. You got to learn how to do this. And the more and more and more you practice, eventually it becomes second nature. But without the practice, and there's no way to bypass practice, it's just an idea.
Mm.
And you will be locked out of the positive experiences unless you practice.
It has really been the key for me. And, you know, reading your book, you always give us such direct, gentle reminders, Sonia. I mean, you're just brilliant at doing it. You don't beat around the bush.
I'm like, everyone says, God, talk about get to the point. But that is, why not? I speak to the most conscious part of every person.
Now, we have people calling in. Let's just let them know when they're calling in with their questions, what it is they should be prepared to ask you, what's going to happen here when they call in?
Well, they can ask me anything, and I will look at their frequency from the attunement of the sixth sense, from the vibrational perspective, and I will tell them how to shift their vibration to get into the fourth phase of transformation, which is how to get out of struggle and get into flow.
Excellent.
And help them.
Excellent. Well, we've got somebody, Mr. Benny. I think we should love our listeners. Absolutely love them. Who do we have?
Let's take Janet from Seattle, and she has a pretty good question. So, Janet, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show and Sonia Choquette. What's your question?
Hi. What a privilege. I mean, Dr. Pat is like one of my favorite people on the face of the planet. And Sonia Choquette, I just love your work. I just love the courage that you've come at this and shared with all of us. But my question is, I had stage 3 breast cancer, and I'm just very fortunate to be a survivor, but I keep getting into this debilitating tiredness. And I keep thinking, oh, good, I'm out of it, and I'm going, and it doesn't feel like too hard, but then all flat back, and it's just, it's hard for me to just take care of my daughter and bills.
Well, here's what I think is going on with you. When you entered into the process of really curing yourself of what was attacking your body, you had to suspend your own nervous system and just go after the invasion and really succeeded. But this is now the residual emotional, mental, vibratory shattering of energies that you're now clearing away. So it's kind of like post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, in the fight, you couldn't feel all that it took to succeed. And now you get to start looking at everything that was put on full tilt boogie. And so you're recovering in your energetic field. Now, I have a suggestion that will facilitate your recovery real quickly. And that is to find someone in your area who can facilitate you in some breath work. And specifically look up something called transformational breath. And that will reboot your nervous system, which is where all this tiredness is anchored from old patterns, old ways, old emotional injuries, all the things that made you vulnerable to invasion. And it will help you regenerate on a cellular and energetic level. But you're recovering, and this will help you recover much more quickly.
Wonderful. Is that like Reiki?
No, it's breath work.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally teaching you to breathe at a different and deeper level, and nothing rejuvenates the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the auric field like breath work, because the breath is your spirit. So you could use a guide, a mentor, and take you through a few breath sessions, and it will kick in the system of rejuvenation that will bring your vitality back. I am positive this will work for you.
Mm.
Thank you. I will go and pursue this.
Well, wait.
It won't take long. It's not a big deal. It's a lot. It's a big bang for your effort.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know what else, Janet? We are going to give you a copy of Sonia's book.
Yay.
Oh.
All right. So don't hang up, if you don't mind,
okay,
for a minute so we can get some information from you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Love you, Janet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. We've got folks calling in. Sonia is joining us here today. Sonia Choquette, The Power of Your Spirit. This is her latest book, A Guide to Joyful Living. And, you know, part of what you were sharing with Janet is part of what we were talking about practice, isn't it, Sonia?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because even though her physical body, in the case of our caller, has overcome the invasion that was going on, her system is still in the habit of defense and protection. And that is exhausting.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to take a short break. Sonia Choquette joining us here today. I'm going to give you lots of information when we come back about how you can connect with her directly, about her book. HayHouse.com is the place that you can go for so many things. But Sonia has a personal website. We're going to connect you with all of that. We are taking your calls. We're taking your instant feedback. And when we come back, we'll be talking about how to awaken your spirit. What happens when you get that gut feeling? Should we pay attention to that? Well, if you've read any of Sonia's books, you know the answer to that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Next to you, life for me is not the same. There's no one to turn to. I don't know why I let it go too far. Starting over, it's so hard. Seems like everywhere I try to go, I keep thinking of you.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. Well, I should have been right there.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you don't have this book on your table yet, you want to get it. Sonia Choquette joining us here today. This is our amazing New York Times bestselling author, but she's much more than that. It's a personal friend. She's helped so many people understand the true nature of who they are. It's really incredible. The book is The Power of Your Spirit, A Guide to Joyful Living. A lot in this book, and certainly when I picked it up, there was so much I needed to read. I hope we will get to one of my favorite chapters in here in a moment. But before we do, Sonia, again, it's great to have you here. Can we please give out some information so, first of all, people know about some of your upcoming events, how to get the book, your website?
Well, I'd love to invite everybody listening to my website, which is simply Trust Your Vibes, V-I-B-E-S, or my name, Sonia Choquette. And on there you'll find so much information, my workshops. I have one coming up this weekend in Massachusetts. I Can Do It in Pasadena on the West Coast in October. I have I Can Do It Tampa in November. I have certification trainings here in Illinois where I live that really train you at the deepest level. But I also have a wonderful Facebook fan page that allows me to give away, like you're doing on the show, books and CDs and free meditations and e-books and anything that you know, many things that I can do to help the spirit become more embodied, so, and as well as personal consultations. So just visit my website, Trust Your Vibes, and sign up for my Facebook so you can stay connected, and I will just then become very committed to supporting your spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to get to a couple of things in the book, but right now, Benny, I believe you've got a few people waiting.
Yeah, let's take Betty. She's calling in from Ohio. And okay. Betty, go ahead with your question on the Dr. Pat Show. What's up?
Hi, Betty.
Hi. Well, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I woke up early today, and I had a feeling, and I have no idea what this feeling is, but here in Ohio, it's 1:37, and I still have this feeling like something's going to happen, and I can't put my finger on it. Any insight?
Well, when you get some kind of an intuitive sensitivity like that, the first thing you want to do is you want to begin to start doing what I call a vibe check. And it's a tool I have in my book, Trust Your Vibes. And a vibe check is you just start like from the body up, from the feet up. And say, well, is this something? Do I feel it in my feet? Do I feel it in my knees, my shin, my chest? Who is it? What is it? Where is it? Is it personal? Is it family? Is it local? Is it global? And just keep asking questions based in with the perspective of I wonder and I'm curious. And when you start to hit on it, it starts to resonate. And it really, then you can begin to zero in. But what I get for you personally is that what you're picking up is that there's going to be some changes in your environment and changes maybe in the area that we're going to greatly shift the perspective of people. I don't see life, death, more big kind of sudden surprises. And I feel like your spirit is saying, get ready, get ready, get ready. This is our turn to grow. So do the vibe check. Speak out loud with your answers. Because when things start to reveal themselves, you'll say, I knew that. I said it. And that really anchors your spirit and intuition into your body and mind as the forefront of your perceptions instead of something free-floating by the sides that occasionally distracts.
When you said that, the body check, I could feel it in my heart. And it was like, whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
The heart space. So that's look at where your heart energies are connected. Children,
family,
parents, partner, loved ones, and just keep following the frequency because you are responding to a frequency. And if you're anxious, pray. I talk about that in the book, The Power of Prayer, and pray for grace. Grace is the booster shot from God that whatever happens, Let it be transformational in the most empowering and least traumatic way.
Okay. Is there anything else I need to do other than prayer, which I know is very important?
Well, what I just said to you.
Here.
But you can't, okay. It's like tuning in to a broadcast. You're not responsible, nor can you shift it. You're just being made aware.
Right.
So there's nothing more powerful than prayer. And this is something else that I really talk about in the book. Prayer seems sort of like a passive, you know, kind of, well, okay, I'll pray. That kind of takes care of my anxiety. But that is not what prayer is.
No, I'm not. That's not me either.
Prayer is putting a huge beam of God's grace on the situation, saying, I am conscious, I am open, I am aware, and I am asking to help for the help to bring whatever transition is coming, which is what something going to happen means. Let it be the most graceful, empowering, least traumatic possible. And that actually puts that vibration in the mix.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. It's very important.
And you know what else? We're going to give you a copy of the book, The Power of Your Spirit.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're
so
going to love this book.
Yeah.
It's going to lay this out for you. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing for you.
Wonderful.
Now, Benny, would you just don't hang up. Just stay on the line. Valerie is going to do her magic and make it happen. You know, Sonia, there are a couple things that I want to talk to you about before we take a couple more callers. I know for those of you that want to connect with Sonia during the show, we have a toll-free number. Yep, it is toll-free, 1-800-930-2819. Just give us a shout. You'll get to ask your question as well as get a copy of her book, 1-800-930-2819. I really wanted to ask you a question about stage three in your book. And
yeah.
Maybe we should take a moment and explain how the book,
let's just lay it out real quickly.
Yeah, let's lay it out.
The transformation process occurs in stages. And as I play them out very quickly, reflect on where you might be as a listener. Stage one is awakening to the spirit. You begin to say, there is more to me and more to life than just what meets the eye. More than my ego, more than my defenses, more than my victimhood, more than my struggles. There is something really wanting to come through here that feels very big. So that's awakening. And it really is when Humpty Dumpty. Sometimes awakening happens as a result of an accident, sometimes a near-death experience. Sometimes it just creeps up on you like a flower or the sunrise. It just all of a sudden it's there and you can't deny it. The next stage, once you awaken, that means you want to learn more about it. So the next phase is discovery, where you really do try to find as much evidence for what you're feeling as possible. And you want to explore, is there other people feeling this? Is this real? Am I making it up? So you read, you go to websites, you go to radio shows, you go to conferences, you go to workshops. It's like you just want to inform yourself until you're convinced, I'm not crazy. Then that gets to a point where, okay, this is real, but it still hasn't changed your life because you're still being run by the head. But at some point, you recognize that there is this other force that's centered in your heart space that speaks intuition, that is like an inner force of energy kind of informing and guiding you that you surrender to, and that's stage three. And surrender is not give up. Even though your intellect, your controlling intellect will say, oh, well, that's crazy. The word surrender actually means to allow something greater. So you begin to allow you start with even just simply voicing your intuition, voicing your heart, voicing what's in your most authentic bones. And just even that is a surrender. And then it begins to move you. It begins to have a force of its own, an energy. And like I said, it's learning to drive a stick shift. You know, it's bumpy. Some days you surrender because it's not threatening. Some days, in some situations, it's far more threatening. Do I quit my job? Do I go? Do I take this trip? Do I get engaged with the person I love? Do I start my own business? Then that's a little more challenging. But still, it comes a point where you say yes to your spirit, and then you say yes enough with practice, you enter flow. Mm. Where going with the spirit is second nature, and you no longer think about it, and that is transformation.
And, you know, I have to ask you a question. I just want to tell everybody, all of this is so beautifully laid out in the book with stories that all of us can relate to. And Sonia has done this in such an amazing way. I just want to make sure, now they can get this at Hay House. They could get it pretty much where? Everywhere,
Hay
right?
Hay House, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, mm-hmm. my website.
Well, if you're a lucky caller, you can get one left, yeah. which is what we have. So do that. Call us here.
Okay. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be taking your call in a minute. Let's take a short break. I think we do have time to get a couple of callers in here. Stay tuned. Sonia Choquette, my very special guest, when we come back, we'll give you more information about how you can connect directly with her. I cannot believe how quickly this hour is zipping by, as it always does when I'm on air with her. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. My very dear friend, this best-selling author and much more, Sonia Choquette, joining me here today. Her book is The Power of Your Spirit. And she just went through and explained how this might work for you. Sonia, before we take another caller, if you wouldn't mind giving out your website again, let people know how they can find out more about you.
Well, I'm so happy to do that, Dr. Pat. My website is very simple, Trust Your Vibes, V-I-B-E-S, Be Like Boy. Or if you know my name, it's S-O-N-I-A, Choquette, C-H-O-Q-U-E-T-T-E, Sonia Choquette. And on there, you just please poke around my website, join me on Facebook, look at my online courses. Some of you can't come and take a live course. I've created a whole curriculum of online courses that have gotten, you know, many rewards and really work. And so, and you can sign up for my newsletter every month, and I have a personal session with me over the phone or Skype. So please come. Trust Your Vibes or SoniaChoquette.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to just tell everybody, if you go to the website, there's going to be a lot of information here that's going to help you do exactly what Sonia is talking about today. And that is to move your life forward in the way that you want to do that. Now, I went to her website, and after we take the caller, I'll tell you what I did, and you can do it as well. Benny, I know we've got folks waiting. We have the best listeners on the planet. Why don't we connect them?
All right, Susan now from Arizona is calling in. And Susan, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. What's your question?
Oh, thank you so much. Sonia, I'm a member on your website, and I've read many of your books. And thank you so much for putting those out there.
Oh, thank you. I'm grateful that you've been made available.
The question that I have, I've been asking, you know, the heavens for some time now, and I've gotten clearer and clearer about how I ask it, but I still don't really know what form it may take or what I should concentrate on. I've been asking for clear, conscious communication with my guides, with my angels, and I've seen things, I've heard things, I've felt things, certainly, but I just don't think I have it yet.
Well, first of all, I think your guides are just exasperated with you because they're connecting with you in all forms, but it's not Elvis coming through. And you have to recognize that guide energy is very subtle, and it doesn't speak English. It's vibration. It's a subtle impulse of influence that is moving you, gently encouraging you to move in various directions, get your attention. So I think your expectations are unrealistic. And I'd love for you to get into your heart space, and instead of saying no to every little clue you get, say yes. And the more you say yes, that synchronicity, and yes to that synchronicity, and yes to this feeling and that feeling, the more you will become sensitized to the subtle frequencies of guidance. I do have a recently created, about a couple months ago, I released four people to help them in the guide experience. I created an online course that goes along with my book, Ask Your Guides, where I actually will help you. And you can check that out on my website. I encourage you to consider that. But my point to you is you're getting guidance. It just won't hit one over the head. It's so subtle that it's just easy to ignore until after the fact. And so you're raising your vibration of awareness to respond to things at a more subtle level than you're used to. And the key is just carry on. Congratulations that you're working with things, and say yes to everything instead of no, that's not it. That's your intellect blocking the process.
Do you have an inclination as to which form would be the most natural for me?
For you, it's simply vibrational awareness in the heart.
Mm.
That's it. And I think that might be a little disappointing. But it's not like, you know, space to you. It's not going to come clairaudiently in the form of a voice. It's going to come energetically. So if you want to get in touch with your guides, put your hand over your heart and say, my guidance says, and articulate what comes out, and whatever comes out, that's it. And there's your own voice saying it. And then feel the vibration of your body, because when it is guidance, every cell in your body resonates yes. So that's what you can do.
Is it hard to tell that from ego when you're starting it out?
Well, listen to all your questions. These questions. It's really your ego saying, you know, I'd rather not give up control. It's not hard. You just have to be quiet, because guidance doesn't interrupt the ego. I said again, the way you'll tell, and please listen because this is really important, every cell in your body resonates and says yes. In other words, you don't think it, you feel it. And this is where I'd like you to explore that by put your hand on your heart, say it, your guidance out loud, and feel what you feel. And this will be so liberating for you.
And we'd like to give you a book.
Oh, thank you so much.
What do you think about that? So you're going to get, so you're getting lots of things to help you along the way here, okay?
Well, if you need a little more personal mentoring, I am going to be teaching in Arizona in November at the Celebrate Your Life. So come.
Oh, wow.
And I will come to my workshop, and I will have two there, two separate days in mm-hmm. November, and you can actually, I will facilitate you having the experience, and then there'll be no question about it.
Right, exactly. And if you stay on the line, and we'll get your information.
Actually, we've already got
you
our
already
information.
Have it, so, and yep. Yeah, and actually, let me just tell you, if you've never been to one of Sonia's workshop, transformative. Make sure you go to the website and find out more. So, Benny, what?
Perfect. Real fast.
How
before
we
good. Before we end the show, let's
all
take
right.
Chris, last caller calling in from Wisconsin,
all
and
right.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Chris.
Hi,
what's
Chris.
Your question?
Hi. Thank you so very much. Sonia, I've listened to many of your tapes, and Dr. Pat, I've listened to your show forever, it seems. My question is, I've had a number of psychics who have said to me, I am a great healer. I don't know what to do with that. I started reading things, and I'm not sure.
Well, I can
sure.
help you with that. First
okay.
of all, let us just understand what the word healer means.
Yes.
To heal one is to facilitate their ability to feel whole, to feel their wholeness, their integrity, their authentic self. It's not a caretaker. It's not a doctor. It's not a rescuer. It is someone who calls back and helps reclaim parts of yourself that have been injured, wounded, lost, disavowed, ignored, and it fragments a person, and then vulnerabilities, emotional, mental, physical, settle in. So what you do in terms of just being in your company, in your presence, in your capacity to listen and witness and reflect a person in their wholeness back to them, you already are doing your healing work. People, when they leave your presence, feel more in their own integrity, more whole, more authentic, more comfortable in their own skin and witnessed as good. And that's about it. Now, if you want to take that further into vocation or profession, that's different. But by okay. soul type, you're doing your work in just sitting in your company.
Mm. Mm.
Okay.
Okay? Do
okay.
you believe that?
I get that.
Do you get
well,
that?
Well, I do.
Do you believe that? Is that your experience?
Yeah, I have felt a number of times that I've said things to people that have made them feel better, that made them think
and
about,
have changed,
you know,
consequently the entire course of their life.
Mm.
So don't undervalue your influence.
Wow. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. That's so significant. Sonia, it is so great. I wanted to just tell everybody, if you go to Sonia's website, and we'll make sure you have it again, I love the daily wisdom cards.
Yay,
so
don't you?
I pulled one. Do you want to know which
yes.
one I pulled? I know we've got like 30 seconds, but guess what? I love these cards. I pulled number 10, You Are Not Afraid.
Transformation.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for letting people know that is there. You can go every day and get wisdom that reflects your spirit and know you are not afraid. And as a fearless transformational leader, you are really expanding and will be continuing to touch so many lives at the deepest level. And I'm honored to be part of it.
I am so thrilled to be in such an amazing place in my life, but more importantly, when I get to chat with you, Sonia, that is transformative in itself. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
It's been a great, great pleasure, and we had great fun. All my love to all your listeners, and especially to you, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
All my love to you as well. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.